Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Unexpected President, The Life and Times of Chester A. Arthur, by Scott S. Greenberger, revisits a figure often treated as a footnote in American history and argues that Arthur's presidency mattered more than his reputation suggests. Arthur rose through New York Republican politics in the era of patronage, becoming a well-connected party operative and serving as collector of the Port of New York, one of the most powerful federal posts of the Gilded Age. When President James A. Garfield was assassinated, Arthur, the vice president associated with the Stalwart faction, suddenly assumed the presidency amid widespread suspicion that he would protect the spoils system. Greenberger's narrative follows Arthur from his early legal career and political alliances to the pressures of national leadership, highlighting how an untested, underestimated politician responded to crisis. The book frames Arthur's story as a window into the partisan machines, reform movements, and rapidly changing economy of late 19th century America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from New York operator to national figure, a central thread in Arthur's life is the way local power networks could manufacture national leaders during the Gilded Age. Greenberger situates Arthur inside the machinery of New York Republican politics, where loyalty, organization, and appointments mattered as much as ideology. Arthur's rise is tied to the patronage-heavy world of customs houses, party committees, and factional battles, especially between reform-minded Republicans and the stalwart wing that defended traditional spoils practices. The narrative emphasizes that Arthur was not initially seen as a statesman in the modern sense, but as a reliable manager with strong relationships and a keen sense of political survival. Understanding this environment clarifies why his selection as vice president provoked anxiety among reformers and why his presidency began under a cloud of mistrust. This topic also underscores how Arthur's early career, including his work as a lawyer and his cultivation of influential allies, prepared him to navigate the pressures of Washington, even if it did not obviously prepare him to lead the country. The book uses Arthur's ascent to reveal how party structures, not popular acclaim, often determined political futures. Secondly, accession after assassination and a crisis of legitimacy, Arthur's presidency begins with trauma and uncertainty, the assassination of Garfield, and the nation's fear of instability. Greenberger highlights the precarious legitimacy Arthur faced, not only because he inherited office unexpectedly, but because many Americans associated him with the very patronage culture blamed for fueling political violence. This section explores how succession worked in practice in an era before modern security, communications, and crisis management, and how Arthur had to establish authority quickly while honoring the fallen president. The book pays attention to the delicate balance between continuity and independence, as Arthur inherited a cabinet and party divisions while needing to define his own administration. The political atmosphere included intense public scrutiny, factional rivalry inside the Republican Party, and pressure from reformers who doubted Arthur's intentions. By focusing on these early months, the narrative makes Arthur's later choices more intelligible. He was governing while being judged for his past, and every appointment or policy stance carried symbolic weight. The story also reveals how personal demeanor, public restraint, and behind-the-scenes negotiation can shape perceptions of presidential character when formal electoral mandates are weak or absent. Thirdly, civil service reform and the fight over patronage, one of the defining issues of Arthur's presidency, is civil service reform, a cause many assumed he would resist. Greenberger examines the political and moral stakes of moving from a spoils-based system toward merit-based appointments, using the period's scandals and factional warfare to show why reform became unavoidable. The book explains how the assassination catalyzed reform momentum, and how Arthur's decisions, including his support for major reform legislation, altered his image from machine politician to surprising reformer. This topic is not presented as a simple conversion story, but as a complex negotiation among principle, public pressure, party strategy, and institutional necessity. Reform threatened the livelihoods and influence of party organizations that had long treated federal jobs as rewards, yet it promised a more professional government better suited to a growing industrial nation. Greenberger outlines how implementing reform created new political incentives and new conflicts, since limiting patronage reshaped fundraising, party discipline, and campaign operations. By tracing Arthur's role in this shift, the book offers a case study in how presidents can be pushed, persuaded, or empowered by events to take actions that outgrow their prior identities. Fourthly, immigration, national identity, and the limits of inclusion, Greenberger places Arthur's administration within a period of intense debate about immigration and national identity, when economic anxiety and racial prejudice influenced federal policy. A key focus is the emergence of restrictive immigration measures, including the politics that produced landmark exclusionary legislation. The book explores how Congress, regional interests, labor concerns, and prevailing attitudes combined to narrow the meaning of who could be welcomed into the United States. Arthur's decisions are presented as part of a broader struggle over federal authority, diplomatic consequences, and domestic coalition building rather than as isolated executive preferences. This topic also highlights how the federal government's role was expanding. Immigration policy, once largely managed through local and state practices, was becoming a national question with long-term implications. Greenberger uses the era's debates to illustrate the tension between economic growth fueled by immigration and the nativist demand for control and restriction. The result is a nuanced view of Arthur navigating competing pressures, showing how presidential leadership can both shape and be constrained by congressional action and popular sentiment. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how late 19th century policies set precedents that continue to echo in later American immigration debates. Lastly, Gilded Age governance, personal image, and historical reputation, Arthur's story invites reflection on how presidents are remembered and why some legacies fade. Greenberger examines Arthur's governing style, his relationships with party leaders and reformers, and the administrative challenges of an industrializing nation, including debates over tariffs, federal spending, and modernization pressures. The book also pays attention to Arthur's personal presentation and social life, which shaped contemporary perceptions of him as elegant, cautious, and sometimes enigmatic. That outward image complicates easy judgments. It can suggest superficiality, but it can also signal a deliberate strategy to project stability during a turbulent political era. Greenberger connects Arthur's health and private constraints to the realities of leadership, emphasizing that political performance is often shaped by factors the public does not see, by factors the public does not see. This topic ultimately addresses the gap between impact and reputation. Arthur is frequently ranked low in popular memory, yet the book argues that his presidency intersected with pivotal transitions in American government. By tying biography to broader context, Greenberger shows how a leader who lacked a clear electoral mandate could still influence institutional reforms and set precedents. The theme encourages readers to question simplified narratives and to consider how historians reassess overlooked administrations. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy presidential biography, Gilded Age politics, and American institutional history, especially anyone curious about leaders who governed in the shadow of larger names. It is also valuable for students and general history readers who want a clear narrative that connects personal career, party factions, and national turning points without treating politics as abstract. The benefits are practical as well as historical. Arthur's trajectory illustrates how reputations can change, how systems constrain individuals, and how reform often arrives through compromise rather than purity. That perspective can sharpen a reader's understanding of modern debates about government professionalism, corruption, immigration policy, and the power of political machines. Compared with similar books that focus primarily on the most famous 19th century presidents, Greenberger's work stands out by making a strong case for why an underestimated figure matters and by using Arthur's life to explain the mechanics of the era. It offers an engaging way to learn how succession crises, party infighting, and policy choices interact, and it makes the argument that studying overlooked presidents can reveal the hidden gears of American democracy. For readers seeking fresh angles on familiar periods, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Scott S. Greenberger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.